Baboon troops, both at zoos and in the wild, are dominated by females, and that dominance runs through family lines. This particular war began almost a year ago when the matriarch of the baboon enclosure, Betty, died. But her oldest daughter, Molly, was only 6 years old and not fully mature. That's when another female baboon, 18-year-old Putzi, made a play for the throne. A vicious battle erupted that went on for months. That led to a brief closure of the exhibit, and medical records show numerous injuries among 5 of the 6 olive baboons. At least 2 required surgery. Molly was attacked 8 times over 3 months. Colin Chapman is a professor of anthropology at McGill University.
They can be very vicious animals in the wild, and these sorts of wounds are not really unexpected. These things are not unusual, are not kind of caused by just captivity. These are things the animals do in nature and kind of their natural thing to do.
Chapman praises the zoo for not intervening and allowing nature to take its course and to not interrupt this Game of Thrones. It's not clear who attacked who because most of the assaults took place at night. But zoo veterinarians say the baboons are extremely tough and heal quickly. Since then, staff have modified the enclosure, adding outdoor heaters and shelters and more escape routes. For now, the war seems to be over, with Molly and Putzi sharing the throne in what seems to be an uncomfortable truce, with the rightful heir Molly appearing to bide her time until the older one dies. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.